Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 6th to the 12th, 2015. This week, Israeli military attacks left one Palestinian killed and two critically injured. Meanwhile, the Palestinian leadership rejected a new set of Israeli conditions for resumption of peace talks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Two protesters were critically injured by Israeli troops' gunfire. Scores others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli forces attacked nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Anna Paulina with the details.
This week, protesters organized in the villages of Belain, Nelain, and Al-Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kadum, in addition to Al-Masra village in the southern West Bank. Five residents were injured, two critically, as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kadum. Troops fired live rounds, mushroom bullets, and tear gas at protesters and their supporters at the village entrance. Soldiers also fired at residents' homes live rounds and tear gas. According to local sources, Mohammed Majid, 20, was injured in his abdomen and chest by Israeli live gunfire during the protest. Moreover, Ibrahim Musa, 38, was hit in his chest by a mushroom bullet fired by Israeli soldiers while he was inside his home. Many other residents were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, at the villages of Belain and Nalain, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. Moreover, Israeli troops fired tear gas at residential areas, causing damage to homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. Also on Friday, at the village of Al-Masra, near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, soldiers attacked villagers and their international supporters as soon as they reached the entrance of the village and forced them back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Anna Paulina.
This week, Palestinians reject Israeli conditions for resumption of peace talks. Meanwhile, a report by World Bank indicates that the Gaza Strip is on the brink of collapse due to Israeli ongoing siege since 2007. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saeb Erekat, rejected vehemently new Israeli conditions for resumption of peace talks with the Palestinian Authority. Erekat was quoted as saying that it is impossible to exclude contentious negotiations profiles, such as the occupied East Jerusalem and illegal Israeli settlements. He also said that Israel cannot maintain control over airspace and territorial waters in case an agreement is reached. The man hinted at the fact that United Nations did not include Israel on terrorists' list, saying that Israel had killed more than 350 Palestinian children in Gaza during last year's Israeli aggression on the territory. In the meantime, a recent report by the World Bank suggested that Gaza Strip is on the brink of collapse unless Israel reopens border crossings and Arab countries promptly help the 1.8 million residents of the region. At the internal Palestinian level, efforts are underway to bring both Fatah and Hamas parties back to negotiations table for reaching a national unity much needed for the reconstruction of the war-torn Gaza Strip and the relief of the people here. For IMEMC News, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.
The This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 77 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these invasions, Israeli forces killed one civilian and kidnapped at least 53 Palestinians, including 7 children from the West Bank. 14 of those Palestinians, including 6 children, were kidnapped from East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Iman Abed Rabbu Bannoura has the story.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian man on Wednesday at dawn during an invasion targeting the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank district of Jenin. Medical sources in Jenin said the soldiers fired several rounds of live ammunition at Izzeddin Beni Ghafara in his 20s, directly hitting him in the chest, causing instant death. The soldiers also fired rounds of live ammunition, gas bombs and rubber-coated metal bullets, in addition to several flares, during clashes that took place with local youth. Many Palestinians also suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after the soldiers fired gas bombs into their homes. A Palestinian man was injured on Thursday midday when a group of Israeli radical settlers attacked him in Jerusalem. Local sources said that the radical settlers attacked Shadi Abd Rabbo at his workplace located at a shopping center in West Jerusalem. Abd Rabbo sustained moderate wounds and was moved to a nearby Israeli hospital for treatment, local sources announced. This is the second attack this week by radical settlers targeting Palestinians in Jerusalem. On Tuesday, Israeli fanatics attacked a 13-year-old child and his 10-year-old sister as they were walking towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City to participate in a summer camp. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday morning 8 dunams around 2 acres of farmland in the Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem, demolished several structures and uprooted fruit and olive trees. The Palestinian landowners said this is part of the larger E1 settlement plan that is aimed at the illegal confiscation of large areas of Palestinian lands to complete the chain of illegal settlements around Jerusalem. Also in Jerusalem this week, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday morning the Al-Khalaila neighborhood in the Al-Jib town, northwest of occupied East Jerusalem, and demolished 3 Palestinian industrial structures. The owners of the structures filled construction permits to the city council more than 4 years ago and paid at least 50,000 shekels to obtain all needed permits and documents. In the Gaza Strip this week, several armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers conducted on Wednesday morning a limited invasion into Palestinian agricultural lands east of the Al-Qarara town, northeast of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Military drones were also flying overhead while the invading soldiers fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition to force the Palestinians out of their lands. On Friday, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on a number of Palestinian fishing boats approximately 4 nautical miles away from the Gaza shore. The attack forced the fishers back to shore to avoid further fire. For IMMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 6th to the 12th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.